FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
Heidi Allen, Conservative MP for South Cambridgeshire there, making her maiden speech in the House of Commons today. She's a Conservative MP who said she can't sit on her hands any longer. She felt she had to stand up and make a stand against the tax credit cuts the Conservatives are pressing ahead with. How do you feel about them? 0345 6060 973, the number to call. And particularly, I'd like to hear from you if you were a Tory voter last time round. Did you vote for the Conservatives because you thought they weren't going to cut the working tax credit? 84850 to text, at LBC to tweet, or you can email me, Ollie, that's OLLY, at lbc.co.uk. Philip Blond, director of Respublica, the think tank, is here. Good evening, Philip.
Good evening.
This is growing to be a significant issue for the Conservative front bench, isn't it?
Very much so, especially as you had the commitment by David Cameron not to touch tax credits, and then they're obviously touching tax credits, and then making a claim that people would be better off, where it looks like that really can't be maintained. And I think Heidi Allen's speech today, really many Tory MPs feel the same way, particularly in constituencies hit by relatively low pay. A lot of people are on the margins, and MPs have a very acute knowledge of what's happening in their area, and they are concerned.
They'll also say, though, that, you know, in every constituency that they represent, people will come to them who are simply on wages that are too low, and that is the main issue, not the fact that they're subsiding on tax credits. The issue is we need to change the economy over time to make sure that the situation is they're earning more, and that's the central philosophy behind it, and that's why it's a good idea.
Well, I agree with the first part of the argument. What's so fascinating about the minimum wage and the living wage debates is everybody used to think if you raise the cost of labour, you would stop employers hiring. There seems to be no evidence for that in Britain, and I suspect that we're still quite far off the level at which that might have an impact. Basically, employers will pay for labour at the price they need to pay to get it. And especially in non-traded sectors, that is where we're not competing with low-wage countries in producing goods. We're just, as it were, selling it to ourselves or our near neighbours. There seems to be no negative effect of raising wages. And even in those areas where raising wages would have an impact, the minimum wage would have to go phenomenally high, because where we export, they're normally high wage, high value. So if the aim is, which all these measures are there to reduce in-work poverty and to incentivise work, raising the minimum wage is just about one of the most successful things you can do, and you can go further. Now, the interesting thing about tax credits is they are both a subsidy to low wages, but they can also be a penalty on employers. Take, for example, a lot of the tax credits are focused around the 12 to 16-hour worker who works part-time. If an employer wants to take that worker full-time and the employer says to the worker, I'll pay you, £10 an hour for the extra days, the employee actually thinks, I'm only going to get £3 extra.
Yeah, the problem with this, though, is it all makes perfect sense what you're saying, and as I said at the top of the show, so philosophically, politically, I understand where this is coming from. You know, you can imagine people sitting around doing their degrees in PPE saying, yes, this makes perfect sense. But the person who's working and going out and earning a living and now can't afford to live because this policy is changing, I mean, and that is why a lot of people, that their head might be with George Osborne, but their heart is with Heidi Allen on this one.
Well, I agree with you. You know, people have to get to, have to get to Jerusalem, and you can't let them die on the way. And what the government has built itself into is, if we're honest, the government didn't expect to win a majority. It thought its cuts agenda for this parliament would be mitigated by any coalition it might have to enter into with the Lib Dems, for example. So what we've got is a massive front-loading of cuts, And within that, we've got a front-loading of the cuts to tax credits. And I think really, you know, I listened to Heidi Allen's speech, and I thought it was very good. And all she was saying really was, look, I think we all realise there's something wrong with tax credits. There's something wrong with collecting wages from workers to then pay it back to workers as a supplement.
But this isn't the way to deal with it. So, OK, I'm sorry to cut you short, Philip. I'm really curious, if you were... Because I know you used to advise David Cameron. If you were advising him now, what would you tell him to do? She says, change your mind, it's not that embarrassing, do the right thing.
I would think that for the principle, this government oddly has quite a good record on protecting the very poorest. The people who are being hit by this are actually the relatively those in the middle. They've got to think of a way, I think, to dampen it or phase it in over a longer period. This is basically, I think, will speak to everybody's needs. And I think also to be more radical, to raise the living wage still higher.
All right. Philip Blom, director of the think tank Respublica, thanks for joining us this evening. That's his view. I think actually, you know, if enough Tory MPs were prepared to come on the radio and be honest about their opinions on this, we'd see a growing number of supporters for what Heidi Allen, a Tory, and Philip Blond, you know, essentially a Tory think tank director, just said on the radio, what Boris Johnson has been saying. You know, we support the idea of changing people's reliance on tax credits, but not so fast, not like this. It's hurting the wrong people.